So, Patsy, we'll begin with Mark English. He was in action last night.
He was, and he wouldn't be all that happy with 152.94. So it was a race dominated by Americans, and he was the first non-American. So, listen, I think the best way to look at that race for him is to he's got himself into the season, and no doubt he'll move on from that, and he'll probably run that flow now this week, later on this week, and then move on to the national championship. So it's a different type of a season for him right now, because the World Athletics Indoor Championships have been pulled because of this coronavirus, and there are no World Indoor Championships, and that was one of his targets. So I think he can be more circumspect about his plans right now. So, but last night would have been disappointing for him, most definitely. 152.94 isn't good.
And Patsy, we'll look back again on yesterday's results. Teresa Doherty claiming a national title.
Aye, actually, you know, yesterday was a very good day for Donegal, and indeed particularly for Finn Valley. Finn Valley were there in force, and they just came away with medals nearly in everything, and it was one of those good days. I seen a thing up earlier today from Finn Valley. Yesterday was a good day, and it was a good day. Teresa Doherty was a big story, obviously. First time ever she's won the National Masters individual title. But not only did she win it, she went ahead early on, and she built a lead over a girl called Kate Purcell from Rahini, and there was never, ever, ever going to be any question about who was going to win it. And then, beyond her big performance, Donegal County team, they actually won the inter-county, and that was a big deal. And on board with her there was Claire McGuigan from Lifford-Strabane. She was third. And in ninth place was Helen McCready from the Rosses. And then you had the Finn Valley girls, you know, Kay Byrne and Kathleen McNulty and Bridgin Murray as well, Bridgin Dolan now. So Donegal, big victory for them there. And Finn Valley, the club team, getting third in that particular Masters National Championship in Rathdrum yesterday. And then later in the day, we had the Masters Men. The Donegal contingent were led by Dermot McIlcar. He led Finn Valley to the third team spot. They'll be pretty happy with that, you know. On that Finn Valley team, himself and John McInhull and Shane McNulty and Gary Gallagher, and coming away with medals, you know. But this is a team section national championship that Finn Valley can actually win, looking forward a year down the road. So a good result for them there. So medals for them there. And then there's only Gall over 50 men's cross-country team. They had a team victory as well in that particular section, and that was led by Parik McKinney and two or three and the Shone boys, a couple of Finn Valley boys, and Anthony from Milford. So combined in there for a good result in the Masters. So that was the Masters story. And then we had an intermediate yet again, and I said this yesterday, Sarah Kelly from Mulcrana, from an Ashone Athletic Club, a student at UCD, a physiotherapy student. She continues each and every time she has ran this season to compete extremely well, and yesterday was no exception. She finished third in the National Intermediate Women's race, and you know, that's a good performance, and you know, she does it every time, and I continually week on week talk about her here. So well done to her. She's making the best of it, and she's really getting the head down and doing the work. So well done to her and the Shone Athletic Club there. And then we had the best of the men's in the intermediate cross country was John Joe Doherty from Finn Valley. He finished 11th. He was in the lead and he was pushing for a better position throughout. He was second at one stage, but I said to him afterwards, you know, really, you just got to build on this performance, and no doubt we'll hear quite a lot about him in the years ahead. So that was the intermediate. That was the Masters. And then we had some other athletes in the Masters that got individual medals, national championship medals in their section. Dermot McIlcar, he got himself a medal in his age category. Kay Byrne again, of course, as you would expect. Noreen Boner again got herself a medal in her age group section. So well done to them, and well done to all the Masters, and indeed Sarah Kelly and John Joe Doherty in the intermediate. earlier in the day, well, it was all about the underage stuff. And Finn Valley here, they emerged as the best club. They got four teams in medals, and they'll be happy with that. They got the under 13 boys. They won the two Gallagher twins. They led that team out. The under 15 boys, they got silver. Then the under 11 girls, they got second. So that was really good. And they're on the Donegal under 11 boys team. They were silver team behind Cork there. But the big story there, that under 11 boys, was indeed the Rosses. The Rosses had a very, very, very encouraging team victory in the under 11 boys. So well done to them. And there was a good result for Donegal as well, in under 11 girls, with Rosses and the Finn Valley combining. So all in all, you know, all through the day, it was a good news story for Donegal Athletics and for Donegal clubs, for Finn Valley particularly, and of course that under 11 team boys victory for Rosses, and fair play to Rosses.